Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello, everybody. It's Kate and Dory here.
Hello.
We're coming in to record a kind of last minute emergency introduction to this episode. Because as you will hear on this episode, we've decided to take the month of July off. And so we have been frantically pre-recording a lot of content way ahead of schedule, which has been very nice for us. We're very excited to get some time off, but came at a really not great time in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, because it's something we want to talk about and we didn't get to it yet on this episode.
Yeah. So we will address it. That will not be done in depth today, but we just didn't want people to think that we were sort of nonchalantly going about our business as though we were not aware of or didn't care about what had happened. So that is not the case. That's why we're recording this little intro to let you guys know that. I also just want to say, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about is the importance of elections at the state and local levels. And there was an article in the New York Times today about how, like, about everything that we've been talking about how the Democrats have like neglected state elections because they've been focusing on things at the national level. And now all of these state legislatures in various states are passing very restrictive anti-abortion laws. All that to say, we have a giving circle with the States Project where we are going to be supporting elections at the state level. We would love to get you to contribute to that. Our goal is $20,000. We are almost there. If we reach it, we'll set a new goal. and we will be choosing the battleground state that we're going to be focusing on. We're going to be choosing that in the coming weeks. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, much more on this to come.
And Doria, I also just wanted to encourage people to either go back and listen to again or listen to for the first time an episode that we did recently in May, episode 219. It's called Abortion Access and Reproductive Justice with Jessica Pinkney. Jessica is the executive director of Access Reproductive Justice, which is an abortion fund here in California. We had an amazing conversation with her. I think either way, go listen to it again. But she's incredible. Donate to abortion funds.
All right. Well, here is the show.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We are not, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are podcast hosts. We're not experts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you would like to reach us, you can leave us a voicemail or a text message at 781-591-0390. And you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And do visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. You can follow us. We're on Instagram at forever35podcast. We are on Twitter at forever35pod. And you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. The password is serums. And sign up for our newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. Oh, you can also shop all the products that we mentioned on the show at shopmyshelf.us/forever35.
Well, why don't we kick things off here with a little summer announcement?
Yeah, let's do it.
The ultimate act of self-care is what Dori and I have decided to give ourselves.
We're taking a vacation. We're taking a break.
We are taking a break from podcasting, but the podcast is not taking a break.
So Kate and I like to do this thing every summer where each of us schedules a vacation without talking to the other person. And then it turns out that we have scheduled our vacations at the exact opposite times.
Why do we do this? It's so funny.
This also happened last year. So like I will schedule a vacation for the first like half of July and Kate will schedule it for like the second half of July. And then like we'll be like, oh, by the way, I'm going to be out like blah, blah, blah these dates. And then Kate's like, oh, well, I'm going to be out these dates. And then we're like, oh, huh. Okay. What are we going to do? And so, you know, in the past, we've kind of like one person has covered and we've like banked episodes and had some guest hosts and et cetera, et cetera. And then this year I was like, you know, why don't we just take the whole month off?
How did we come up with this? Like we were like trying to figure out how we were going to balance it again, which also one of the hilarious parts about our July vacations is that we go to the same place.
We both go
to the Massachusetts, New England area.
Yes, totally.
So we're like ships in the night.
We are. It's really funny. No, I think I was just like, Kate, let's take the whole month off. I think that was how it happened.
And I was like, hallelujah.
Yeah, you were like, oh, yeah, okay. And we just kind of figured out a way that we could make it work, which is we are going to bank some episodes. So
what does it mean, Dori, when we bank episodes? What does that mean?
It means that so our regular recording schedule is we record 3 episodes a week and they go up usually within like 4 days of our recording. When you bank episodes, you are recording them ahead of time, more ahead of time. So we are recording a bunch of episodes before we go on vacation, and they will get kind of parceled out over the course of 2 weeks. So we have some fun themey stuff planned for some of the episodes while we're away, but there will be new episodes for the first half of July. And then the second half of July, we are going to be running some reruns of some of our fave episodes with some real all-star guests. Not that all of our guests are not all-stars, but We think you're really going to enjoy re-listening to these, or maybe you didn't catch them the first time around and you'll be able to just listen for the first time.
Which is possible, because one thing that often happens is someone will reach out to us and be like, I have a guest suggestion. This person would be the most amazing guest to talk about this thing that you both talk about. And then I get to write back or respond and say, we've had them on. Check out episode dot, dot, dot. Because we have interviewed a lot of people over the last 4.5 years.
That's true.
It's a bit mind-boggling when you think about it.
It really is. Not to like pat ourselves on the back or anything, but
like, we can.
I know. We can a little bit. So that's what we're going to do. I think Kate and I, well, look, I don't want to speak for Kate. I'll say I really need a break.
Yeah,
I need a mental break. I need a physical break. And I think it will be really good for both of us to just have this time, little pod free, and then we will come back refreshed and ready to go. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think one thing too that's tricky about podcasting and taking quote vacations is that you can, and when you work for yourself, I think it's especially hard to kind of set a boundary, you know, like you and I have gone on quote vacation and we'll still be doing podcast stuff while we're on vacation because we can, like we can literally record podcasts from our phones. We can, you know, check documents. We can do all sorts of those things. And so I do think there have been times where we've technically been on a break, but we haven't truly had the ability to pause work.
Yes.
And I have definitely reached a point where, although you know what, we did do this for ourselves last summer, where we like kind of each covered, like we each took like a full break off, meaning like, please don't contact me about podcast stuff unless like the podcast is burning, which is impossible because it's an audio
podcast.
File. So it's a podcast. But I think we need long, like, frankly, I mean, I think we will both really benefit from like mentally getting a little time off.
I agree.
Like we're both counting the days, which is hilarious because in doing this, we've added way more work on our
leading
schedules.
Leading up to it. Yes.
Leading up. Like every day we are doing a lot, but I think it will be worth it. So we thank you in advance for supporting us as we take the month of July off.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, and also I should mention the newsletter will also be on hiatus for the month of July.
And probably also our Instagram.
Yeah. We're just going dark. Sort of. Like we'll still be publishing.
Sort
of. Podcasts will still be coming out, but we will be away.
Well, you know, like Brené Brown, I think, took 3 months off from her podcast.
Mm-hmm. And, I didn't know that, but that's cool.
Busy Phillips and Casey St. Ange over at Busy Phillips is doing her best, had a really interesting conversation about this, that like, it is a privilege to be able to take, to just be like, I'm not going to work for these 3 months, like when, you know, other folks can't just step away and do that. So I thought that was an interesting conversation if anybody wants to find it. But Brené Brown, I believe, like shut down her podcast for 3 months. And we will still be chugging along.
Wow.
Look, Brené is just living bravely. What does Brené say?
What does she say?
That's what she's always doing. I don't know. She's always living bravely. She's always dealing with shame. She's always doing something empowering. And you know what she should be doing? Coming on this podcast as a guest.
Wow, Kate. I like what you did there. Yeah.
It was a good segue, and we would love to have Brené Brown on as a guest. I'm sorry. She's always daring greatly. That's what she's doing.
Daring greatly.
And she's rising strong, and she's braving the wilderness. She's doing all those things.
Wow. She is doing so many things. Well, Kate, I know you wanted to put out a call for some recommendations, I believe.
I thought it would be fun to share an episode with recommendations of, or excuse me, I thought it would be fun to have a couple episodes where we talk about summer pop culture consumption. What are you and I and our listeners reading, watching, listening to? What is your song of the summer? What is your book of the summer, your TV show, your movie, your podcast? What have you? And we can compile a nice little list of all these goodies to kind of get you through the next couple of months. Because I do think the summer is a special time to consume pop culture. It's a little bit different than any other time of the year.
It is.
And I should say this is a very hemisphere specific thing because our friends...
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
In other parts of the world are not having summer right now. So this is coming from our... Our northern hemisphere
privilege.
Shout out to the no hemps because it's summer for us right now. So, but even if you are not in summer, I still just love that kind of, you know, every 6 months compiling what people are really into, what's capturing your attention.
Yeah.
What can't you put down? What can't you turn off? I love learning these things. So reach out to us, 781-591-0390, text, voicemail, email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. I would love to know. And I'm also excited to share.
Okay.
Well, you know, you were saying before we recorded that you haven't really kind of sat down and watched a movie in a while. So
Yes. I was saying that.
Yeah. So I'm excited for some movie chat because Anthony and I just started watching one that's fantastic. Mm.
Wait, you say started? Alert. You say started watching one. Do you not watch a whole movie in one go?
Well, we normally do, but this is RRR, which is on Netflix, and it's 3 hours. So we started it at like 9:30 at night and watched. Yeah, he and I both need to go to bed early. So, and then I'm very excited about The Summer I Turned Pretty, which is a new Netflix series based on Jenny Han's books. I mean, there's a lot out there that I'm feeling excited about. So. Let's get into it. Also, there are songs I'm liking.
I'm excited to hear all about them.
Like Calvin Harris's new song with Dua Lipa is really good. And I didn't want to like it, but I like it.
Well, look at that.
He showed me. Calvin Harris really showed me.
You.
Well, Dory, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get some feedback on sunglasses because we started talking about them and people had opinions.
Yeah.
What a shock.
All right. We'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews,
and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, but I would not possible.
Either. It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
All right, we are back.
So we had someone reach out and ask, what are we wearing for sunglasses? And I mentioned Goodr, G-O-O-D-R, which is a sunglass brand that I love. I have a ton of them. You know, the price kind of ranges starting around $25, which has been very great. Anyway, so we got some feedback on those, which I thought was very interesting. Hi, Kat and Dor. Had to drop a text while listening to the pod, as Kate just mentioned Goodr sunglasses, and I'm a diehard fan. Kate was suggesting them to Dory for her tennis fit, and I just wanted to note that you can put prescriptions in them. My physical therapist uses their frames as her regular glasses. I don't know how you go about that, because I only use their sunnies as is, but just FYI, it's doable. They have blue light glasses, too. Side note, I own them. And bonus, they're local to LA.
Oh, I did not know that.
Have you found tennis sunglasses yet?
Kate, I have not.
Okay. I'm tempted to also just like make you a pair of Goodrs, but I don't know your prescription lens number, but these are so lightweight. They're the best. I just love them.
Wait, so I would have to sort of like aftermarket these, the prescription?
I imagine you would get the frames, pop out the lenses that are in them, and then have like go to your local lens crafters or Costco Eye and have them.
See, I'm afraid that that's going to be expensive.
It probably will. There has to be a nice lightweight glass, sporty glasses at my favorite Costco eyewear spot. The next time I roll into Costco, I'm going to go tootaloot around and see what I find.
Would you do that but for me?
Yeah, I really would. I'll let you know, because I also believe that anyone can use Costco for eye stuff. I don't think you have to have a membership. I know you have a membership.
We have a membership to
Costco. Okay. All right. Okay. All well, right. I need to load up on my bags of cucumbers, so I will be there soon and I will let you know.
All right. Please let me know.
We had another gooder comment, Dory. This person wrote, just listen to the May 23rd app, and you mentioned breaking gooder sunglasses. Yes, I did, because that's what I do. And that they're cheap enough to replace. However, Gooder has an amazing replacement policy. They make it so easy. Keep the broken ones and complete their online form. You'll need photo evidence for a free replacement. They even send replacement lenses to reduce plastic waste if your frames are in good shape. Love the pod. Thanks for making it.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, this is especially cool because this is where I have destroyed my Gooder sunglasses, is with scratching up lenses. So this is interesting. I need to look into this. I don't want to I don't want to take advantage of this replacement policy, but I am curious. I'm going to look into it.
Please keep us posted.
This has basically become a Gooder fan podcast.
Did they ever sponsor the show?
No. They have no, I don't think, to my knowledge, they have no idea that we've talked about them.
Yeah, I don't think, right. Okay. They do not know.
No, they've never sponsored. We've had sunglasses, glasses company sponsor
yes,
us.
Yes, yes.
Gooder, not yet. Though maybe after they hear this fangirling, they'll come running.
Maybe they will. All right, Kate. Someone else wrote, my absolute favorite sunglasses that look good on everyone are the Sonal from Tribal Eyes, and you can get them prescription. It's a woman-owned small business, which is also why I wholly support them. Okay.
Okay. Noted.
Tribal Eyes. I'm intrigued.
Tribal Eyes. watching you. Okay.
Tribal Eyes.
If you don't know, if you're younger than us, we are singing a Hall & Oates song.
Yeah.
Private Eyes? Wait, what is it now?
Private Eyes.
Yeah, she's watching you. Okay, thank you. There we go. Who would you hook up with, Hall or Oates?
Oh, that's a tough one, Kate. Probably Hall.
Is Hall the blonde?
I don't think either of them is still a blonde, but yes, he was the blonde.
I kind of think I'm into Oates.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Good for my cholesterol.
I mean, Oates does have that stash.
And that thick, curly 80s hair that goes down, like that beautiful shaped helmet hair that goes to your neck.
Are you talking, like, are we hooking up with 80s Daryl Hall and John Oates? Or are we hooking up with 2022 Daryl Hall and John Oates?
Definitely 80s. 80s, right? Or do you want to do 2022 Hall & Oates?
Not really. No offense to them.
Oh no, because I'm looking at a picture, and I'm definitely going back in time. I'm not doing the present
all right.
day.
Same. Okay. Well, thank you for that rec. Thank you for all of these recs. I'm gonna investigate this. I'm gonna make it a priority. But in the meantime, let's hear a voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I hope that y'all are having a great week. I wanted to call just to, I guess, thank you for one thing and offer a perspective on the same thing as well. Regarding the sunglasses conversation, I actually had been wanting a new pair, and thanks to your recommendation, went to List Specs and found a pair on sale that looked perfect, so I just bought them. Secondly, on the comment about not getting super pricey ones because of the tendency to lose or misplace them, I used to subscribe to that as well. When I had cheaper sunglasses, I would lose them all the time, and so I was very reticent to buy a nice pair. But I had wanted for years a pair of Tom Ford sunglasses, which are very pricey, and I was terrified that I would lose them. But I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to do it. And so I got a pair, and I guess maybe because they were so nice and I had worn them for so long, I've had them for years now, and I've never once, knock on wood, left them anywhere or forgotten them or broken them or anything. So kind of a flip side to the buy cheaper ones in case you lose them might be the perspective of go on and make the investment, and then you'll actually, you know, be careful with them and have them for a really long time. I have, and it's been, you know, I think worth the investment because, like I said, I've literally had them for years and I love them. So anyway, just thought I would share that as well. And if you want some, you know, a designer pair, I actually have also found some on The RealReal. And Poshmark that I haven't bought yet that has just been scoping out, and you can get, you know, either new or on The RealReal, you know, they're very good about saying what the condition is. So if you want to buy an investment pair, that's a way to get one that's a little less expensive than buying them new in the store. So anyway, just thought I'd share. Take care. Bye-bye.
I wish I could say that having an expensive pair of glasses or sunglasses has prevented me from losing them.
Yeah, that hasn't worked for me. I will lose them if they're $500 or $5. They will go away. I will say I do love a secondhand pair of glasses from Poshmark or from The RealReal. I also love scrounging around a Nordstrom rack for some sunglasses. Mm-hmm. I found a really great pair of Celine sunglasses at a Nordstrom rack, and it's like one of my proudest shopping moments.
Okay.
I also just wanted to say, I am on the Tribal Eyes website, and I want every pair of frames on this site. These are some good frames.
They're really
some
cute.
Really, really nice, big, bold frames. Thank you, listener. Now I'm going to be buying a pair of these, and they would be, I would think, like a statement, you know, pricey pair of glasses. So this is exciting for me. Thank you very much for this brand.
All right. Well, Kate, shall we take another short break?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, well, we've got a COVID question. Which I felt inclined to answer because this has been on my mind lately. Someone texted us and they said, so my whole household caught COVID last week. And after a week of misery, I was actually feeling pretty good this past Tuesday. Then yesterday, on Thursday, I started to feel short of breath and lightheaded again. Kate, did you experience any regression in how you felt when you were dealing with COVID? Is it still lingering? What were your best self-care tips during the recuperation process when you're testing negative, but still aren't quite 100%. I secretly thought I could dodge it forever because we were being so careful. Well, I have a lot of thoughts about this. I also secretly thought I could dodge it, not because I was being the most careful, but because I hadn't gotten it in 2 years. And I was like, maybe there's something special about me. Mm. And the truth is, there's not, because I got it. But I do think ultimately, chances are good that it's going to get most of us, right? Like eventually mm-hmm. we're going to get COVID. to answer your questions about my specific experience, I didn't have regression. Just for full transparency, I took Paxlovid. I did not have a Paxlovid rebound. I tested negative fairly fast. That being said, I got COVID. I tested positive on like April 24th or 5th. I can't remember right now, but it's 2 months later and I still have my COVID cough and it still can be pretty bad. And so that's discouraging. And there are a couple other things that I've noticed that are that feel off that I don't know if they are, I can attribute them to COVID, but I also don't know that I can't. But the cough, the lingering cough, that's definitely a thing. And so in terms of like best self-care tips, I would say something that people told me and I like didn't believe it and then I learned it the hard way is you need to rest. Do not push yourself.
Yes.
I am the person who always tries to push themselves and I like went and to the gym and worked out with my trainer too soon and I had to literally lie down in the middle of the session while she went and got me a granola bar. Like I just was it was too soon. And I was, she and I were taking it very easy. Like she knew I had had COVID and had planned a much more doable session. So you just rest is key. Like rest. And I always tell my kids this and they hate it, but I'm like, whenever they don't feel good, like rest is so helpful to our health. So please just give yourself rest and know that, you know, it's so hard in our like productivity culture to rest at all.
Yes.
But please give yourself that if you can. And I know that oftentimes our lives don't permit for rest and that's really shitty and it sucks. So I don't know. Dory, do you have any thoughts as the, as a spouse of somebody who had COVID? Like, was there anything that you saw that you were like, cause I know Matt needed a lot of rest after too, right?
Yeah. So Matt had COVID many variants ago, like Alpha or Delta or something. So I'm not sure if even like how he dealt with it still applies because the virus has like mutated so much. But one thing that I do remember is like the fatigue was real and the fatigue stayed with him for a few weeks after, even after he was like testing negative. He tested negative pretty quickly. But he was still very tired for a long time. And he, like, they wouldn't let him come back to work for another, like, for an extra week than he thought he was going to. And at first he was sort of like, but I'm ready to go back. And then, like, the next day he was like, you know what? It's actually good that I'm still resting because I don't feel 100%. So that's what I just, like, I mean, look, I'm no COVID expert, but.
Nor I.
But one thing that I have told people I know who have gotten it is like, please rest. Please do not push yourself. Even if you think what you're doing is not physically taxing, if you're working, it is. Like getting on that Zoom is like requires effort that like you should not be expending right now.
Hard agree.
So that's just my comment on this.
I appreciate it. That's something you told me. That was good advice.
Thank you.
All right. You want to take this final email we have here, Dory?
Sure. Hi, Kate and Dory. I'm trying very hard to imagine the categories of my life as cups and to live with the concept that it is unrealistic to have all my cups filled to the brim all the time, if that makes sense, i.e. if my motherhood and friendship cups are full, maybe my workout cup is lacking, etc. I had my second and last baby 8 months ago, and my older daughter is three. I lost my almost dream job last year when the company was abruptly sold. I decided to pursue a new career path that I'm less passionate about, but that allows me more flexibility with my schedule, ideal for these early motherhood days where it feels like my kids are constantly sick. However, I'm really struggling with separating my identity from my work. I was a baker. I ran a bakery that specialized in donuts that expanded to multiple locations, and now I am in sales. I have a full-time day job while also pursuing building a real estate career. It's a lot, I know. My expectations are probably unrealistic, but I'm wondering if you or any listeners out there have gone through a drastic shift like this and how long it took them to feel comfortable or even excited about their new career path or how they managed to balance filling their cups and accepting the fact that they can't all be full at once.
Are we both stumped?
I mean, you're doing a lot. You have two kids three and under. You have a full-time day job in sales, which is a lot of pressure. And you say you're building a real estate career. So I would say cut yourself some slack. Like, this is a lot on your plate. I know we're talking about cups, but I'm talking about plates.
It's a whole place setting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I think this question's interesting. Gone through a drastic shift and how long it took them to feel comfortable or even excited about their new career path. I mean, sometimes also careers aren't exciting. They aren't the thing in your life that brings excitement. It's so hard. I struggle with this. I really have always wanted to be fulfilled creatively and emotionally through what I do for work. And sometimes that is just not the case. And sometimes work is a means to an end. And as this listener's pointing out, other cups are what fill you. Mm-hmm. But I think feeling comfortable in a new career path, though, that can take a while. You know, that's normal to have to truly adjust. I mean, going from being a baker in charge of donuts, which, by the way, I want donuts.
Yeah.
Like, this is a huge shift. And you're doing it while going through other life shifts, like Dory mentioned, having two young children. Mm-hmm. Also pursuing a real estate career in addition to the sales career. I don't know if they overlap.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah. And I, you know, this accepting that one cup, the cups can't all be full at once. Like, I do feel like we've been sold a bill of goods that isn't realistic. Like, your cups aren't always, you know, like, they're not always going to be full. Mm-hmm. And like, they don't have to be, is kind of what I'm saying. You know, it's okay if your work cup is always just like has a couple drops. I mean, maybe not. Depends on what your point of view is, but I'm not getting anywhere with this cup.
No, I mean, I think this comes down to the eternal, we can't have it all conversation. And I do think it is just, it like this listener pointed out, like sometimes your work cup is full and sometimes your home cup is full. And like, it's just going to be a kind of ebb and flow. And so I think just sort of like accepting that this is the stage of life that you're in right now will go a long way.
Amen, Dory. That's really good advice. I want to hear if anyone has any other thoughts on their cups, let us know.
Or the Anna Kendrick, you know, she did that cups mm-hmm. thing. Yeah.
I do. And Pitch Perfect, my children are very into.
Yeah. Anyway, well, Kate, this has been delightful as usual.
Yeah. Dory, love hearing all your thoughts on things.
Likewise. All right. Take care. Bye, everyone.
Bye.